The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Those are Haitians in the coastal city of Jérémie. They're telling Miami Herald reporter Jacqueline Charles about the horrific destruction Hurricane Matthew rained down on them last week. Haitian officials say Matthew killed at least 372 people, and the death toll may surpass 1,000, according to some news reports. Hundreds of thousands are left homeless. Once again, the Western Hemisphere's poorest country is dealing with a disaster of biblical proportions.
What you saw was just pure devastation.
Jacqueline Charles spoke with me from Port-au-Prince after she visited remote southwest Haiti, the region worst hit.
Houses collapsed on people, rooftops collapsed on them. There are some parents who were trying to save their six-month-old child, and the zinc rooftop of the house fell onto this child and immediately killed him. And you had storm surge, a lot of houses that were washed away. The entire southern coastline has just basically been destroyed.
Which is why Haiti had to postpone a presidential election that was supposed to be held this past Sunday. It's an election Haiti's been trying to complete since last October, so government officials say they'll tell us as early as tomorrow when it will be rescheduled. But veteran Haiti correspondents like Charles doubt the vote will happen anytime soon.
I've talked to election folks, and they want to get this thing on and happen immediately. They are looking at February 7th as the date to have a new president in. Take a place like Jérémie, for instance, that has more than 400,000 people in that area. And people are telling you that they have lost everything, including their documents. So one, you have to now get people their voter ID cards. You also have to identify the dead so that we don't end up in a situation once again where we have zombie or dead people voting.
What has to happen first is basic recovery, not just in Haiti's southwest, but in the northwest, which was also hit. And that could take months, especially since the relationship between the Haitian government and the international donor community is more complicated today. After Haiti's last epic disaster, the 2010 earthquake, the inept Haitian government ceded control of the recovery effort to international nonprofits. And those organizations largely botched the project, from building new homes to fostering new businesses.
This government is saying rather than the NGOs just go and land someplace and start doing X, Y, and Z, everything is going to come through the government. But one of the ways that you ensure that is you have to control it from customs. And this is where we always see problems in Haiti. You know, people don't understand. I'm sending this, I'm trying to help. Why is it that I can't get it through customs? Why is it that customs trying to charge me all of this money? So this is going to be the real test for the government in terms of having a clear process and articulating that process.
The other big test is to make that process stimulate Haiti's economy for once, rather than make the country even more dependent on aid. Some nonprofits do seem to have gotten that message. One is the Oregon-based Mercy Corps. Christy Delafield is a Mercy Corps spokesperson in Haiti, and she spoke to me just before she headed out to see some of the hurricane-ravaged areas.
As we're determining what the needs are, we simultaneously look at whether or not there are shops open that have those supplies available for sale. It's always preferable to keep the money in the local market and keep the economy moving because that stimulates recovery.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez and Miami-Dade Commission Chairman Jean Monestim, who was born in Haiti, reiterated that point over the weekend. After making a brief visit to Haiti, they said what the country needs right now isn't tons of supplies, but rather money.
Everything is mixed, or those are expired?
It's all mixed. No, these are good.
Last Saturday, Haitian Americans came to a Miami Gardens warehouse to sort donations of medicines. It was part of the Haitian American Hurricane Matthew relief effort. And that reflects something else that's different this time. Haitian Americans say they're determined not to let the nonprofits push them aside. WLRN's Rowan Moore Garrity spoke with the coordinator in Miami Gardens, Sandy Dorsonville.
The last time it was very, oh, you little Haitian American groups, you're so nice, but you don't have any real money. Let the big guys do it. And we listened. So all these big organizations, we were looking for them to do these great, fabulous things and save us. And they didn't. Haitian people say belle fleur sans odeur, beautiful flower with no scent.
Other Haitian Americans at the warehouse, like Raymond Neal and her friends, agreed.
We learned our lesson.
They've taken enough of our money. So is, what's that guy's name, Sean Penn? That whole crew needs to stay away from Haiti, okay?
But whoever goes to Haiti will have to find solutions to this new onslaught of pure devastation. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.